WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council unanimously awarded a construction contract for building a new fire station number 2, but the project did not go to the company offering the lowest price. City Engineer Paul Casper said the bid process also considered past experiences.
We wanted to make sure we had someone who had eminently qualified to build fire stations, and I believe the person we're recommending has multiple years and multiple examples of building fire stations, as opposed to the low bid, who I think only had one maybe in the last 5 or 6 years.
The winning bid at $6.3 million was $350,000 more than the lowest offer, but still under the architect's estimate of $7.2 million. Construction is supposed to start in October and take a year to complete. The new Fire Station 2 is located at Cavett and Lawrence, north of Villa Maria and west of Texas. For the third time in 6 months, Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pina was looking for money to build a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 West to Forest Park Apartments. During discussion of next year's city budget, Pina was told there was $1.5 million from the oil and gas and or capital reserve funds that is available. City Manager Keene Register and Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood had other ideas.
Are any of those monies earmarked for anything, or they're just set aside?
They're just set aside at this point.
So we could potentially use that revenue source for a project like Sandy Point Road if the council didn't.
That is,
or you could potentially use that to purchase property for a super park. You could use that for there
quiet
many, many
downtown
things that council's talked about.
There are several things that have been discussed that are not funded.
The sidewalk, located a mile from Pina's official residence, has a cost estimate of $500,000. It is not listed in the city's current capital improvements plan. The council gave first-round approval of next year's budget on a 5-1 vote. Mike Sutherland voted no, and Al Sines was not in the room. A traffic concern relayed to the College Station City Council at its last meeting will be investigated by the Texas Department of Transportation. Floyd Daughter shared what he did after his daughter's car was struck by a hit-and-run driver who exited the freeway southbound at Barron Road, then made a right turn to Graham Road.
I sat trying to find the guy who maybe hit her coming through the same intersection. I sat there for 20 minutes from approximately 5:10 to 5:30. In that 20-minute time frame, there were 50 cars that exited and turned on Graham Road. 20 horns sounded, and there were 3 almost terrible collisions.
Daughters is looking to block the turn from the Barron exit to Graham. WTAW News contacted the TxDOT Bryan District office about the intersection. Spokesman Bobby Caldwell says they will review the traffic in that area and discuss the need for any improvements. The National Sigma Nu office has suspended all activities of the Texas A&M chapter, along with suspending 4 members.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says the physical examination portion of the autopsy has been completed on Sigma Nu member Anton Grudnev of Frisco. The results of laboratory tests won't be known for some time. The discovery of Grudnev's death and the subsequent arrest of 4 other members of the Kappa Sigma chapter took place the morning after a party at the fraternity house. College Station Code Enforcement reports 39 different cases at the Sigma Nu house dating back to 2004. Of those, there have been 12 investigations and 14 health and safety violations. The most recent code issue in July for open storage has been closed. Texas A&M reports the local chapter has not been recognized as an official student organization for several months because there's not been an advisor. In a statement from Senior Vice President Amy Smith, the chapter recently started the reapplication process. But Smith imagines what happened last weekend will set them back further from gaining any formal recognition by the university in the near term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first day of classes at the University of Texas included protests over the new state law allowing guns in classrooms.
Gun-free UT!
Gun-free UT is one of the faculty groups protesting the new campus carry gun policy. It allows concealed handgun license holders to carry in certain classrooms. Other students and parents groups have joined them. UT student Rosie Zander leading the campus anti-gun sex toy protest.
How do you know who the active shooter is when you have so many people with guns that aren't always trained for emergency situations?
Wearing a come and take it t-shirt, Forrest Sullivan was heavily outnumbered.
Concealed carry holders are not the danger. They aren't the boogeymen that snap all of a sudden.
The protesters vowed to fight to repeal the law. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8, 77 degrees here at the studios. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30. You can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Lair. Recently, we woke up and found water bubbling up through the concrete foundation in our bedroom. After days of fruitless calls to plumbers who couldn't help and foundation companies who proposed expensive solutions, we called Brian Bailey and his staff at American Leak Detection. They understood the problem, found the leak right away, gave us a temporary solution until they could get us fixed, and then took care of everything. They were reasonably priced, professional, and dependable. Got a leak? Call the folks at American Leak Detection at 979-680-1094. I'm glad I did. Bet you will be too.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine will develop for today. We'll see temperatures climb to 90 to 95 during the afternoon. We may see a shower or a thunderstorm. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms develop during the day, 90 to 95. They diminish tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And it turns partly sunny Saturday with the chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you are. Just in case you missed it earlier today, this is the beginning of Be Kind to Humankind Week.
So what really constitutes humankind? Just,
well,
all humans?
I think that must be it.
And even those that cut you off in traffic?
Any of those things. Any of those things that might annoy you about that. Any of those, you know, and if you get a telemarketer, for instance, today or tonight, then remember that this is Be Kind to Humankind Week.
So just hang up with on them without cussing them out.
Well, or just set the phone down, which is always fun because when you hang up, they know the call is over. If you just quietly set the phone down, they don't know.
And they just keep talking and talking.
I'm one of those that will actually listen to their spiel just to tell them no thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I just a weird
That's okay. That's all right. They want that. They want people who will at least listen, because then the longer you listen, you go, oh, well, I don't know why you want to do that. Yeah. I ask for their home phone number so I can call them later because I'm a little
My dad
busy
used
right
to
now.
Make up lies.
Yeah. Like, just, yeah, whatever.
He
yeah.
died.
Yeah. I got that once. I called a business and it's a guy I know. He said, no, he died. I went, what?
What?
But he recognized my voice,
oh,
and so he played the trick on me.
I
so,
gotcha.
Tricksy, Trixie.
You know it. Okay, so happy Canniversary. Happy Canniversary. The Can began on August the 25th, 1810, when an Englishman named Peter Duran was granted a patent for an idea to preserve food in tin plate vessels. Today, the Can Manufacturers Institute, yeah, there is one, the CMI, invites Americans to recognize the 200th anniversary of the food can, which will be, you know, tuna or beans or whatever, if you don't do that.
Anyway. Man, that's almost as important as the wheel, though, when you think about it.
Well, it has changed. I mean, because how else could you have fruit cocktail growing up?
True.
If it hadn't been for cans.
Well, but in just a the food banks and everything that takes, you know, non-perishable items, it's all canned food.
Listen to her.
What would happen to the canned food drives?
Listen to her being serious about us.
I am.
Me being silly. Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. That's exactly right. That's how many times can you get into concerts and movies and things at a discount because you brought canned canned product that does end up being
Aggie
used.
Football games.
Exactly. Do that.
Aggies can.
So, and that's it. Is now, what happens when you get to that situation where you can get in free or at a discount if you bring a canned good? Do you go buy something or do you take something out of your pantry? Because I'm sure they're both kinds of folks.
Mm-hmm.
This is your one chance to get rid of those turnip greens with fire roasted tomatoes in them that you thought you might want. And so that would be kind of interesting probably to talk to the folks at the food bank and say, okay, what's the weirdest stuff that you get?
Oh, next time I talk to Teresa Mangapura, I'll ask her that.
She probably has some stories.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I think that's probably
some
universal.
Weird things that come in cans.
Here's the first. I mean, who wouldn't want to give somebody a can of pumpkin pie filling? Which brings me to my next story.
Good segue.
Thank you. Pumpkin spice flavored
lattes.
Fill in the blank.
Everything.
Okay. Yes, everything.
Cinnamon rolls.
Okay, as we get into colder weather, I don't know. I guess maybe we want some of that, so we do the latte happens.
The problem is it starts in September when it's still 95 degrees here, and so it's hard to really appreciate it until like Thanksgiving time. So
folks are already putting Halloween stuff out. I know that's an argument for a different time.
Yeah, no, I
just
did.
Saying.
I forget. I saw that.
Russell's my jimmies.
Okay, yeah. Now, then you take. And we talk regularly about extending the brand. It's important to do that. If you're known for something and you can take that brand and put it someplace else, then that certainly can help you make more money. They've done it with Oreos. I mean, how many different kinds of Oreos do we have?
Oh, my gosh. Now? They have, like, their whole section at the grocery store.
How many different kinds of Cheerios do we have now? We can
Chex
do all that.
Mix.
Right, Chex, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think that Triscuits was one that would do this.
Oh.
But they did. You know, they added like cracked pepper and something. I mean, they did that.
Which is good.
Yep.
Beginning, some sun-dried tomato.
Beginning October the 3rd, there will be pumpkin spice Triscuits.
What?
Interesting. Going a little bit of the sweeter route, because that's one thing they haven't done. You know, they have added flavors, but they don't really have a sweet flavor of Triscuit.
It's a piece of cardboard you put food on is what a Triscuit
it's
is,
delicious,
right? It is. I'm not saying it's not. I like them. I do. I really like them.
Have garlic and...
Yeah, it's not like, though, I go to the store thinking, oh, yeah, let me pick up some Triscuits.
Yeah.
But they are. There are food trays. That's basically flavored food trays.
Well, and that's really where their advertising has gone lately. I don't know if you've seen a Triscuit commercial as of late, but they're kind of... You know, highlighting different chefs and what they do with a Triscuit.
Okay.
You know, and it's all about keep it simple ingredients and, you know, put a couple of different things. But you're right. It's a food tray for other ingredients. Yeah. And so now they're flavoring it up for some dessert Triscuit, it sounds
like. Well, I'm going to say, though, after I ate one, I don't know what I'd do with the rest of the box because I'm not a pumpkin spice person. But but what kind of flavor? See, that's the one thing you can say about the neutral Triscuit is it's not going to interfere with anything that you put on
True.
It. I mean, you can put tuna fish on it or you could put peanut butter on it, and it's not going to be altered by that. But when you start flavoring it, garlic and peanut butter, not so good, right?
Yeah.
Not going to work so well. But... pumpkin spice. I just can't think of a flavor I want to put on that. I mean, onion dip and pumpkin spice is not going to work.
Maybe
right?
Like, peanut butter would be good. Maybe that's peanut butter, or maybe like a marshmallow cream.
Okay.
Or
this is healthy eating with Chelsea Reed.
Yes.
You take something that basically is pretty healthy, and then you go ahead and put marshmallow cream on it.
Maybe you do a s'more.
Uh-huh.
But instead of graham cracker, you use a pumpkin spice Triscuit. One of our texters did text in and say it's already out. Not necessarily the Triscuits, but they also sent a picture with pumpkin spice, let's see, cookies. It looks like, is that butter?
Oh,
whipped cream. Pumpkin spice whipped cream and
put butter on
and
top of it.
Pumpkin spice coffee creamer. And it's all in one little convenient area for you at the grocery store.
Oh, I'm shivering.
So it's August 25th, and the pumpkin spice is already hitting the shelves.
I bet that would be good with some whipped cream. You just sit there on the couch with a whipped cream can and just put it little dabble, do you?
Well, why do you even need that? Why don't you just squirt it straight in your mouth?
Well, I mean, that's what I was going to do. I was just trying to be nice to the listeners.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidate? Posting your job in one place just isn't enough to find quality candidates. And if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job websites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job at 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city, any industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling the emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses, including both of mine. We have had tremendous success in finding great employees using ZipRecruiter, and right now you can post jobs with ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/back. That's ZipRecruiter.com/back. One more time, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/back.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, 822, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, new survey from Condé Nast Traveler. Talks about the friendliest cities in U.S. America.
College Station, Texas.
Nah, I didn't make it.
Well.
Okay. Friendliest cities, number 7 is Asheville, North Carolina. Which is an interesting town. It's been a few years since I was there, but the last time I was there, it was like Austin 35 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And so it was pretty kind of pleasant. You know,
yeah, I saw it on a reality show not too long ago. Yeah. It looked like a kind of a cool town.
Well, wasn't a lot of traffic and that kind of thing. It's kind of a little liberal area right there in the middle of North Carolina. But is
it kind of close to, like, mountain area?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that's the Vanderbilt's home is there. And, again, that's the whole idea is the Vanderbilts had more money than anybody in the world. They could build any place they wanted to, and they built in Asheville, North Carolina. So it's it is nice.
Do you know Anderson Cooper's a Vanderbilt, by the way?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, mother's side.
That's right. Yeah, Santa Fe, New Mexico. It is. Just take a whole lot of money. Number 5 friendliest cities: Austin. Number 4 is Nashville. Number 3 is Savannah. Number 2 is Park City, Utah. Again, take a lot of money. And then number 1 is Charleston, South Carolina.
Really?
Most of them in the South, though.
Yeah, they are.
Those are trending.
Gore-friendly people.
That's right. People speak to each other. The rudest on the other side.
Oh.
All right.
Let's go above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yep, you're right. Pretty much. Number 6 is New Haven, Connecticut.
Yep.
Because they're all richer than you. Number five is Hartford, Connecticut, because they're all richer than you.
Than you. Mm-hmm.
Detroit, because they're all poorer than you. Atlantic City, because they're all poorer than you. Oakland, because they're all poorer than you. And Newark, New Jersey, number one, because they're all poorer.
And they're just jelly that they don't live in New York City.
Yeah. And, well, and that it's your fault that they're where they are.
Exactly.
Okay, just remember that. They didn't make any bad decisions. It was your fault. Okay, I'm just saying this. NASA's Curiosity rovers released photos of Mars that closely resemble the southwestern United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we there's no way we know.
We got, right? Bubba sitting in a lawn chair drinking beer, watching.
Don't know. Could well be. Now, I think they've kind of cleared this up a little bit this morning, but the controversy yesterday, the manufacturer of the EpiPens was raising their price.
Yeah.
Would have been the fifth time since 2009.
I mean, $600 for a pair when it was $100 a few years ago.
Yeah, for a pair. $57 a piece in 2007. And now, here's the deal. Is apparently, they said there were some generics that came out that did not do what they needed to. So since there was some question about that, then they basically ended up being the only game in town, but still. And, again, they have I'll have to go dig around and find the story today, but they've done a little PR in on that today and cleaned it up a little bit. Because, obviously, situations like schools have to have these. I mean,
right.
You've got to have them there. And they're very expensive. And so.
Well, and it truly is a matter of life and death for some people to have one of these things.
Yep, absolutely. So if we have time, we'll dig back into that. In the meantime, today is, as we mentioned, National Park Service Day. Turns 100 today.
Happy birthday.
Yep, there are 59 national parks. Admission to all national parks is free through Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Today all the way through Sunday.
I thought they were free to begin with.
No. Go play in the forest.
Exactly. Bring that banana slug with you or whatever and do that. No, because they do have some situations. I mean, they have maintenance that they have to do, and it's really become more than just the federal funding that allows them to do that. Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited in U.S. America. Nearly 11 million visitors a year, twice as many as the next closest, which is the Grand Canyon. But you can fly over the Grand Canyon and see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you want to go ahead and get on a donkey and go down to the bottom of it, you could do that. Hello.
Hey, is it foggy out or is it just me?
No, I think it's foggy out.
I think you might need to clean your glasses a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look here. That's right.
Look in your window,
Let
Scott.
Let us know, Scott.
Yeah, there is. There's a little bit of ground fog, a little bit, but it's not as bad as it was 2 days ago. But
yeah,
yes,
patchy fog before 9 a.m.
Right. When we have real fog and it's right up next to the windows, I think, as Jay Sokol once said, it looks like you're living inside a light bulb.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, and finally, the National Park System is a collection of 411 physical properties owned or administered by the National Park Service that includes national battlefields as well as memorials and historic sites. And the 59 national parks are part of the National Park System.
I'm actually kind of surprised that the Smoky Mountains National Park would be higher than the Grand Canyon. You're talking about
Yellowstone?
Yeah, Yellowstone.
I think that it's first
Yosemite.
Of all, geographically, it covers a larger area.
Mm.
There's a lot of population over there, and so they can pass through it, and so they visit those that park. I mean, that would be just kind of my theory. You're right. Yellowstone has a lot of people that go there, and I am kind of surprised that that might not be the number one. It's probably the most talked about one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People would think of that first because they would do that. But anyhow, those are the numbers. And there's a show called Sunday Morning on CBS, and they've been going to different ones for the last, almost last year in celebration of that. And it was kind of fun. They went to the Joshua Tree one last week, and the Joshua Tree is not actually a tree, and which is a little odd.
It's a bush?
Yeah, it is. And actually, and they said it was a U2, is that right?
Yeah,
they said that the U2 release of Joshua Tree did a whole lot for the park because people then wanted to go out and do that. So you had a bunch of folks from U2 wanting to go out there with park rangers.
Just like MacArthur Park did.
Probably not. I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. It's 8:28.
Tree ring clocks. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Pinning down the precise year an ancient historical event took place is often difficult. Now, University of Oxford researchers think massive solar storms in ancient times could help archaeologists narrow down the timing. Chemist Michael Dee says in the year 775 AD, for example, solar flares created a spike of radioactive carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That carbon was incorporated into all plants growing at the time. He and Benjamin Pope report in the Proceedings of the Royal Society A that tree rings in timber from ancient Maya temples, coupled with calendar inscriptions, could allow archaeologists to precisely date the temples relative to 775 AD.
We'll know when the beam was cut down, and that would have to be very, very close to when the monument was built.
The technique could pinpoint dates from ancient Egypt as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Demand for long-lasting factory goods rebounded in July, a sign the manufacturing sector could continue to stabilize in the second half of the year. New orders for durable goods, aircraft, industrial machinery, and other products designed to last at least 3 years rose 4.4% from June, the largest monthly jump since October. Sports Illustrated and Fox Sports have signed a new multi-year advertising and editorial agreement that they hope will provide a stronger competitor in a digital sports media landscape dominated by ESPN. Under the arrangement, Sports Illustrated, which is owned by magazine giant Time Incorporated, and Fox Sports, owned by 21st Century Fox, will share significant content. What are moviegoers looking forward to this fall? According to Fandango, it's the Harry Potter prequel, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, that leads the movie ticket site survey of the most anticipated fall movies, coming in second, The Magnificent Seven. Futures on Wall Street are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Yesterday, I told you how Facebook knows if you're a moderate, conservative, or liberal. Today, what else they know about you? Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The Washington Post compiled a list of 98 facts that Facebook knows about its users. If you're on Facebook, they know what kind of car you drive and how much you paid for it. They know the size of your home and what you paid for it, too. They know how many credit cards you have and how much you owe, that you're single, married, engaged, or divorced, your favorite TV show and radio station, your favorite foods and snacks and restaurants, how many kids you have, and whether you're a good parent or not, what kind of sports you like, watch and play, and where you go on vacation. The list goes on. The next time someone rants about the lack of online privacy, remember that Facebook's users voluntarily give Facebook this roadmap right to their front door. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station intersection considered dangerous by at least one local resident is getting another look by the Texas Department of Transportation.
My daughter was involved in a hit-and-run accident at the exit of Barron Road off of South in South College Station. She was traveling along the on the feeder road, and someone exiting tried to turn on Graham Street, knocked her into Graham Street, and she luckily avoided a head-on collision at the time.
Floyd Daughters asked the College Station Council to block motorists exiting the freeway southbound at Barron for making right turns on Graham. WTAW News sent Daughters' comments to the TxDOT District Office in Bryan, and spokesman Bobby Caldwell says they appreciated the information and they will review traffic in that area and discuss the need for any improvements. The National Sigma Nu office has suspended all activities of the Texas A&M chapter, along with suspending four members.
A&M Senior Vice President Amy Smith says the Kappa Sigma chapter of Sigma Nu has not been recognized by A&M since the fraternity has not had an advisor for the last several months. Smith says she imagines what happened last weekend will set them back further from gaining any formal recognition from A&M in the near term. Meantime, the fraternity also has a history of visits by College Station's code enforcement office. Last month marked the 39th case since 2004. Of those, there have been 12 investigations and 14 health and safety violations. The most recent incident involving open storage has been closed. College Station police continue to ask for public assistance related to the death of Anton Gridneff of Frisco and the subsequent arrest on drug charges. Lieutenant Steve Brock says an autopsy has been completed, but the results of laboratory tests won't be known for some time. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Construction will start soon on a new Bryan Fire Station number 2. That follows a unanimous city council vote awarding a $6.3 million contract, which is under the architect's estimate of $7.2 million. It was the second lowest price, but Fire Chief Randy McGregor told city councilman Mike Sutherland the bid process also included past experience with that kind of construction.
We had experiences with construction of Station 5. The contractor did not have much experience, and it caused a lot of problems. They didn't understand intended use of the building as well as they should have and such, and it caused a lot of change orders. So we felt like the experience in building actual fire stations is critical.
The new fire station 2 will be built west of Texas and north of Villa Maria at the corner of Cavett and Lawrence. Construction is supposed to start in October and take a year to complete. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included the first public hearing on next year's proposed budget. There were no speakers, and the council gave first-round approval by a 5-1 margin. Mike Sutherland voted no, and Al Sines was out of the room. Council discussion included another attempt by Rafael Pena to build a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 to the Forest Park Apartments. Pena asked about using $1.5 million from the Capital Reserve and/or oil gas funds. Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood and City Manager Keene Register listed other options.
Quiet Zones one.
Quiet Zones.
Property for a park is another.
Fixing the Bryan Aquatic Center. There's been a multitude of projects that money could be used for.
The $500,000 sidewalk is not in the city's current capital improvements plan. WTAW News Time is 8:37, 77 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning. It's 8:39. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. In addition to that, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A few of us may see some patchy fog this morning for a while, but that'll give way to some sunshine. Later today, there's the chance for some showers and storms. Temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, there could be some showers and storms, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, the storms diminish. It's partly to mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Partial sun Saturday, chance of a storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's Thursday. Time to talk about things that are going on in the city of Bryan. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada is here. How are you today?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Just doing okay. Glad to have no more rain for at least a little while. We're caught up again. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Yes. Yeah.
What you got for us today?
Well, I brought in one of the real people that I've been telling you about that works for the city of Bryan.
Yeah.
Those folks who work so hard and do so much, but people don't know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't want people to know they're there. But but today I've brought with me Jared Burkhead. He is our environmental services supervisor.
Okay.
And he's here to talk to you about recycling and the myths and mysteries of solid waste.
There you go. Part of the deal is that you're the one who's asking. That's how we get these folks in here. Jared, thanks for being here this morning. Basically, explain to me a little bit about what you do and how Bryan has changed in the way they handle recycling just in the last couple of years.
Well, just in the last couple of years, we've had a few things occur. One big one you might be seeing recently is Brazos Valley Recycling starting to put their cans on our curb as well, just like in College Station. Now, what that is a private waste hauler that is contracted through the city with a waste hauler permit, and that is a separate fee as from the City of Bryan fees. We also have another contract as well with Brazos Valley Trash Valet. They're another service that you can use also as well for curbside recycling. As well that, as that, the City of Bryan currently has its drive-through facility at the Walmart on Briarcrest. A lot of local citizens know about that service there. It's a full drive-through facility. You stay in your vehicle. We'll come out, get the material from you. Hopefully it's pre-sorted, and hopefully it's clean. That's one big aspect of recycling. Be sure you get that residue out of those containers. It makes it a lot cleaner and a lot easier to recycle.
You know, before you did the curbside, it was interesting because both cities were wanting to do recycling, but each city took an independent tack, the kind of idea of you bring it to us that you have in the Walmart Center that Bryan's done for years. What was the tipping point that made you decide it was time to start putting things out on the street so that you could have pickup at the street location as opposed to us having to bring it to you?
Well, we've had the waste hauler permits being able to do that for quite some time now. The one thing that has changed recently is the actual curbside containers, the rolling carts that you see, the 96-gallon containers. That's the most recent update. In regards to being placed on the curb, there's always been the bag option where you can bag your recycled material and they would collect those. But the most recent in the past few years has been the actual carts. Like you said, along with the drive-through facility, that's been the standard for the past few years.
No reason to think that the drive-through facility will change, that'll still be there?
In the foreseeable future, that's been very effective, and it's been very supportive by our community because it's not only just the City of Bryan that comes there. We've got other local communities around our area in the Brazos Valley that come through our facility and recycle their material as well.
Sure. Jared, you're kind of early on to the curbside through the container. Do you have any figures as to what the acceptance has been or what your projections might be there?
I would have to get with Brazos Valley Recycling on that because that is their customer base. From what I hear from their supervisors over there, it's been very well accepted. It just depends. I know it's contract by contract basis. It's not something that we really facilitate.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I hear, it's been very good. But also, we're still seeing a lot of customers coming through the drive-through facility.
Sure. Anything else you want to share with us when it comes to recycling and such?
No, sir. If anyone wants to come through the Walmart facility, we're still accepting all the normal items that you see through the BryanTech.gov website. If you have any questions, be sure to give us a call there, or you can call 209-5900 for any solid waste or recycling questions.
Okay, and then when it comes to appliances and large and bulky things, now that's to explain to people how that's necessarily handled. That under your purview?
Yes, sir. That's what we call the white hazardous waste.
Okay.
Because there are certain components in there that aren't necessarily accepted, especially at the landfill here, the Bavisma landfill. Those are things that we do collect from time to time, like in certain situations when we have catastrophic events like we had this year.
Mm-hmm.
We will help out the customers with those. But typically, those are things you have to dispose of yourself. Or twice a year, there are the household hazardous waste collections held in conjunction with Bryan and College Station.
Sure. Well, once again, we appreciate y'all stepping up when you had to because of the storm damage. And again, appreciate you coming in, and glad things are taking off for you. Appreciate you, Jared.
Thank you, sir.
What else you got?
Well, I just want to tell everybody that it's that time of year, the National Night Out kickoff event.
Finally getting cool enough we can do it in Texas.
Absolutely. The kickoff event is going to be September 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Bryan Target parking lot. There's going to be all kinds of fun things to do there. I encourage everybody to bring their family out. It may be a little warm, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It is that's for sure. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah. Visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Well, it is that time of year, time to find out what the whole lineup is for the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and Mary's here this morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great.
It's time to get busy, so let's get started. When do we kick it off and how?
Absolutely. Well, it's another fantastic season. St. Joseph, CHI St. Joseph, is our season sponsor. And we're going to start off September 18th. It's an early start this year with Russian masterpieces. Anton Nell is going to be the guest artist, an incredible pianist you just don't want to miss. And everything from Piano Concerto No. 1 by Tchaikovsky to Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet, it's going to be gorgeous. And our sponsors there are going to be Rose P. Van Arsdale and also the Fund a Concert donors from the Derby Day 2016.
Oh, okay.
And it's always a fun kickoff.
So now you got guitars coming up in October, huh?
Oh, boy, is that true. We're actually the culminating event for the International Festival of Guitars at Texas A&M, and we will be hosting the Texas Guitar Quartet. And they are absolutely wonderful. They're considered just one of the premier ones in the United States. And it's going to be a beautiful night of everything from Carmen to, oh, my gosh, just guitars everywhere.
So make your plans for that. That'll be on October the 16th. Then the holiday season gets here, and it's time for our Pops concert.
Right. This is actually an add-on to the season. And once again, it's going to be over at Christ United Methodist Church. Just a beautiful evening of outstanding music, carols that you can sing along with, some pieces that you may not know.
Is it okay to sing along?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. In fact, at the end, there is a sing-along at the end.
Okay.
I was going to go, and it's mandatory, Scott.
Okay, that part, yeah.
You have to sing at the end there. Anyway. And without a doubt, the holiday concert is one of our most popular, and it's just absolutely filled. It always sells out. And we are very, very appreciative to Sterling Auto, Spirit of Texas Bank, and also SysTech. for sponsoring that particular concert.
And then January is always a favorite, and one of the great givebacks that the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra does to the community is the annual children's concert.
Oh, wow. That's it's going to be wonderful this year. We're doing Tubby the Tuba and all sorts of little wonderful things that the kids love, and we also are going to be featuring the one of the finalists for our youth concerto. It's going to be playing that as well. So the kids love it. Fourth and fifth graders throughout the Brazos Valley, and it's one of our favorite as well.
Now, then let's turn our attention to February.
Oh, wow. This one is going to be, we commissioned a brand new work, and the world premiere is going to take place there at that.
Oh, my.
And it features a jazz quartet coming down from Chicago. They've performed here once before, mm-hmm. several years ago, and we're going to be playing also besides with the jazz quartet. The premiere was going to do some pieces that are not heard very often. For example, Night Music for John Lennon. That's a piece that was written the day after John Lennon was killed.
Oh.
And also we're going to be doing Schindler's List by John Williams. So it's going to be a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous concert that night.
And then your season wraps up in late March with evening serenades.
Absolutely. Well, actually, there's one more after that we'll talk about in a second.
But, okay.
And once again, I have to say thank you to the Ham Family Trust for sponsoring our February concert. But the March concert, you're right, Evening Serenades, Mila Daly, she is a beautiful soprano voice. And she's going to be joining us for strings concert. She's going to be doing several very upbeat Brazilian dances that she's going to be singing to, and also some beautiful serenades that were written by Russian composers and by American composers. It's going to be a beautiful night of music.
Yeah, no, I forgot to turn the page, and this is big because I don't know how long Wicked has been on Broadway, but a long time, and it's very popular with a lot of people, and y'all are going to touch on that in April.
Absolutely. This one actually is going to be sponsored by Population Survey Analyst. And the stars from the Broadway production of Wicked will be here in town. Wow. They will be singing with the Brazos Valley Symphony. And, of course, they're going to sing the big breakout hits from Wicked, you know, Defying Gravity, For Good, just several wonderful pieces. And are also going to do a little bit more. They're also going to be doing a little Phantom of the Opera and My Fair Lady. So you get a night of Broadway, and you get some incredible songs from Wicked. But these ladies are fantastic, and, you know, how often do you get to hear people that are in the Broadway production?
And this kind of breaks out of the box again. Y'all are kind of expanding your horizons a little bit with this.
Absolutely. This one, you know, just some incredible composers, and it's still the very best of music. And I think people are going to thoroughly enjoy this. You know, Elphaba and Galinda will be flying in, and we'll just have a good time and by all that night.
There you go. And then let's give folks an opportunity to mark their calendars, because you have some non-musical events that come up that are fundraisers that help support what the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra does. That's first with your golf tournament.
Absolutely. We have our golf tournament coming up. It's on Columbus Day, and I think we have about four slots left for teams. So if you'd like to play at that, you know, now's the time to give us a call at the Symphony office, 979-696-6100. The course is sponsored by Allen Honda. And then we also have Premier Market coming mm-hmm. again in March. It'll be March 30th and April 1st, be Friday and Saturday, with preview on Thursday night. And, of course, FedStar is our lead sponsor there as well. And, of course, every year, Derby Day, which is just, you know, the most fun gala in town. And it's all built around the Kentucky Derby. And so it sold out very early last year. So, you know, get your tables now.
Once again, a full program. You should get something in the mail. If you don't, then you want to get some more information, what do they do?
Absolutely. Once again, like you said, the brochures are out. If you don't have them, we're glad to send you one. And season tickets are now on sale, so you can get them at the, you can either go on to bvso.org and get them online, or you can call us at the office at 979-696-6100, and we can get them for you over the phone.
All right. Thanks for the time, Mary.
Thank you so much, Scott.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you.
Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so let's see what's on TV. BattleBots is on tonight. BattleBots. It's 16 teams continuing to fight for a championship in the new edition.
Hey, has the College Station kid been on yet?
You know, he has, but I haven't gotten a chance to see it. That's Henry Mayo's kiddo. He and his buddies from MIT trying to do that thing.
Cool.
It is cool. Ford recalling about 91,000 vehicles because of a problem with your fuel pump.
Oh.
So here we go. Problem could cause your car to stall without warning. That's not good. 2013 to 2015 Ford Taurus sedans. Gosh, there aren't many of those out there.
No.
Ford Flex crossover utility vehicles. Lincoln MKS sedans. Matthew McConaughey's car may be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and some Ford Police Interceptor sedans, too.
Well, yikes.
That's probably not good.
Been driving a Lincoln ever since before I was paid to drive
that's
one.
Right, exactly. 401 at Academy.
All right.
Year in and year out, the same e-commerce features drive consumers to shop online. Research finds they talked to 5,000 U.S. American consumers. And basically, they said that they are mostly influenced by free or flexible shipping. More than 77% of online shoppers pick free shipping as the single most important option during the online checkout process. Psst, it ain't free. But that's fine. That's fine. And that's why, in case you didn't know, Amazon already has their own fleet of airplanes. I mean, they've contracted freight planes. They're going to be able to move their own stuff, so they won't have to use. We don't need no UPS,
no
FedEx.
We don't need the middleman.
Nope.
Amazon's taking over the skies with their drones.
They are
else.
That, and so it's just one more way to save you money. Lady has won $1 million playing a penny slot.
What?
In Las Vegas.
Wow.
Never happens to me.
Happened Sunday. I didn't even know the Wynn Casino had a penny slot, to be honest with you. It costs about $50 to go in and smell the air in there.
Yeah, we were talking about it that one day off air.
The Wynn Casino says the unidentified woman from Hawaii bet just $3 in a penny slot machine. Moments later, hit a jackpot worth $11 million.
Wow.
Stop. Oh, my gosh.
Spokesperson for the Wynn said it happened on the IGT Megabucks Wynn Wheel slot machine. No word on how she plans to spend the money.
Well, I guess the jackpot's gotten dropped back down to 5 cents again.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess that's what it is. It's one of those progressive things. Did you see that Michael Phelps joined Simon Cowell in judging last night's episode of America's Got Talent?
Really?
No.
Hi there. Heidi Klum there. Mel B. Howie Mandel. Howie didn't shake hands with Michael.
None
though,
of those people
you know,
are American, by the way.
Yeah.
None of them.
Really?
Wow. Nick Cannon is the only American that's part of that show.
I hate that.
Everybody else, maybe they have American citizenship, but they weren't naturally born.
And yet it's called America's Got Talent.
Exactly.
Correct. I guess who better than foreigners to judge our talent? Is
right?
that it? Yeah, that's it.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So a family of seven people spotted riding a single motorcycle in China.
Whoa! Must be some small people.
Uh-huh. Witness caught video of the bizarre incident as the family, including three small children, zipped by on the scooter. None of these seven passengers wearing helmets. Like, that's the least of the problems, really.
Yeah.
What did you do, bungee the kids onto you? Police reportedly stopped them a short time later, issued a citation. Okay, I guess.